the lives that were so articulately so well put together. This is kind of it really is. You know, I was helping kick off much before the campaign this year. And the thing that comes to that is that stood up and addressed the crowd. I tell you, that was a very proud moment. Brendan, that was a very proud moment. And to know that there's an organization out there that's raising funds to make sure that children and kids like him have an opportunity to speak in this position and to potentially do it without having debt in their debt. And that is so key. You don't have to go school, go to school, go to school. When you can follow that up immediately with, and find a way to pay for it. Well, I can not explain because, you know, my son, who is about to go to high school, because that was the conversation we were having earlier today. And we were talking about numbers. You know, my school didn't know how much cash tuition is really bored and the cost of it's different. But it's a longer scholarship that's a real thing from the year. And so we have to connect with people, educate our kids, and families where those kids are coming from. We also have to have the kind of our role is to monetarily build the system of care with community centers and perspective. And Brenda Baker is a great example because these kids just graduated from both the dual degree Fort Valley and Georgia Tech. And the kids have the opportunity to have a better. And so I met Brenda Baker through the new initiative and began to mentor him, and then he became a president. And it's about growing in circles and building relationships in the community. And this is why, you know, so many people talk about wanting to do something for our young folks. This is something. Absolutely. This is something. There is nothing more valuable we can give them than an education. I mean, a car, a house, whatever it is. If you give them an education, our young folks will be able to maneuver. And maybe we'll see some of the decisions that we see young folks making today. No choice. You have to go up to college. It doesn't matter how far this is a unique opportunity. We have great education. We have the number one high school in the state of Georgia, right here in Columbus. We have competitive Columbus State University, is a competitive university, and the opportunity in the state of Georgia. We have national recognition. We have a great opportunity here to help get more students in the country. And when we do that, tangibly, economically, our community will be
like it was divine intervention. You were being groomed and didn't realize it. But as strong as you are, which I know you are, we know that every great organization or teacher is dependent upon the people who work with them. And I know that's one of the biggest problems here.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Georgia. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Georgia High School Association and the Georgia Athletic Directors Association.
$25 million to the Minds Players Society. And so each class,
Thank you. so excited. And we were like, it's not the food, and the new products, and the new products. And also, part of the goal is to do how much money they can go up to. And you have to get them to make entities with low budgets really make this place a place that attracts money. Not just corporations, not just retirees, not just corporates and fields, but for a lot of different individuals. I'm impressed with what we are able to continue to do. We are growing in terms of
I'm going to bring you here and tell the people who have been so I'm glad. So,
I certainly love your outlook on things and your positive perspective of it and your belief and conviction that all is not lost, that there's opportunity to win. And I share that with you. I share that with you, and I do believe everything that you've said and that we can turn the corner with some of the challenges that we have right now, but it will require us to work collectively, identify what the real issues are, and go after those issues and make a difference. And so, and I want to say to Jordan before you leave, buddy, I know your mom is a Delta, but when you get to college, I need you to look at this fraternity in black and gold, okay? It's very strong now. I'm just telling you, that's all I'm going to say. They wear black and gold. Remember that, all right? But Dr. Kathy Cook has been nothing short of amazing having you here today and listening to your insight and your wisdom and sharing your leadership. And before we close out, I just want to remind everyone that Dr. Cook is chairing our local delegation of the United Negro College Fund here for Columbus. And we're going to give her an opportunity to share some important information with us again before we close out. So get your writing utensil together because we've got some information we need to take down. Okay.
$11 million to students residing in Georgia.
Wow.
And so our goal in the future is to keep our every year, this is my personal goal, to be better than I was.
That's fine.
And every place that we set up to try to raise it just a little, even if it's just a half, that's better than you were last
year.
And so our goal is to try to help even more students to raise more money for the students in Georgia. And I think that we have the opportunity to do that. So we look forward to those coming out.
Expressions of Sunday Conversation are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporation, advertisers, nor their staff.